Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Boyk Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
This, I'm not on drugs, I'm not drunk,
is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Tell you what, talk about getting refreshed. That's what Carson's doing right now. I texted him yesterday.
He's texting with Carson.
And Will. So we're texting with Carson. He did mention about his fitness plan, his hot yoga, on his fitness app. But he's getting away. It's a work retreat with the peds. He's away with the peds, which so they're probably dining pretty well. I bet the food at the end of the day.
I don't think they're roughing it.
I think there's probably croissants this morning. I bet there's a croissant in some sort. So the life's Pete. Pretty good. Yeah,
it's Carson and the Peds.
Carson and the Peds. This appears this
like a band.
Right now, I checked my calendar. I had Laura look through my Google Calendar or something like that, and I do not have a meal on there at Argonne scheduled anywhere. Do you guys have?
I don't see what I missed that on my phone.
Yeah, I don't
too.
Have.
Well, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, what are they not want to meet with
we've
us?
We've asked this for months now.
Yeah, we've been asking.
We don't ask for much.
Why would they not want to meet with us?
We don't ask for much in this show, do we?
Argonne. That's where you're angling for, though. Argonne?
Yeah, yes. Just down the road.
We can be there in a walk. It takes us 40 seconds.
We'll pay for them.
Yeah, we will.
We'll pay. Yeah,
gladly.
Carson, let Tom and Sean know that we'll pay for the meal. Okay, if that's the big thing, we'll pay for the meal.
Holding this back.
You're right. That's probably what it is. Hey, you're going to invite me. Are you paying or are you going to try to stick me for the bill?
No, we're not sticking anybody.
No, we're not. No, we'll do it.
We're paying.
We'll pay. Thank you.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It's time for Bill's Thrills on a Wednesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Nice one.
Randy is the king of remodel. If you need him for your kitchen.
He's the king of remodel, and that has been new.
That is new. I like it, though.
And that didn't get established until he got back from Arrowhead.
Yes.
That's when he took over the status of king of remodel.
We're talking kitchen, bathrooms, whole house. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204, Dinert Contracting.
He specializes in taking out non-weight-bearing walls. That's one of his specialties.
That's a specialty.
Non-weight-bearing walls. So it's like, hey, we can take this wall out. We can open this whole room open, and this will be amazing. Can't just take any wall out because some of them are holding up there. Hey, if we take this wall out, just okay. So you know, like that, something's going to come crashing down eventually. So he's like the guru of non-weight bearing walls and how to eliminate
quite the guru.
Yeah.
And think about Randy on his trucks if he has a cape and a big crown on him with that big smile.
That big
the
smile.
King of remodel.
Imagine him getting out of his truck with a cape on.
Red cape.
A red cape on and a
with jewels on it.
Jewels. Randy,
I'm here.
Big smile.
Big smile.
Oh, I am the king of remodel.
Sounds like he should be selling mattresses or something. Yeah.
You never know.
Maybe he can do that too.
You never know.
Wild
Card Wednesday, Bill?
Wild Card Wednesday. It's kind of it's out there a little bit, but I thought we should do something to talk about on how to live your life.
Hey.
Okay.
Don't be a ghost like Casper. Embrace life of Jasper. Don't be a ghost like Casper. Embrace the life of Jasper.
Okay.
So I'm in, and this is where I get involved. Mm-hmm. So when I go to the veterinarian clinic for sugar, I had to be there just the other day. It came to my mind, but when I go in there with sugar, I was without her at the time, so I'm getting meds for her surgery. So I had to get some medications for her. So I'm in picking those up right there. Well, I engage with everyone in the room, all their dogs. So there's no just like walk that. Oh yeah. And then it gets personal sometimes. So I'm standing back and behind one of them, there's this giant dog there, and she's in a little bit of a panic because the dog ate some pills. And so it's like, okay, poison control. What'd they take? What's going on like that? And I hear, that the dog is Jasper is the name of the dog. And so like that. So the lady gets up to leave and I kind of look at her. I go, Jasper, stomach. I give her kind of the deal, like is stomach. And she looks at me, what have we got? She ate some pills. And so I get in a full-on conversation, and a guy walks up with a beagle like that. Good-looking beagle. What is it? 2 years old. That's amazing. They chase some rabbits around. And so I get to – so everyone in the field,
room.
I am talking to everyone, every animal that comes in like that. It's like, oh, he's not looking good. He's not – and because people want to talk about their pets.
Of course they do.
They want to talk about their pets, and they want to embrace the people around them. So every time it's like, good-looking dog. How old? Oh, 8. That's incredible. What do you got? Yeah, ACL. Oh, well, I've heard that life. Like that. But the best ones I said with that one, but just the name of that. You had this giant dog in her, and she is disheveled over what's going on with that. But just like that. I give it a little Jasper. Stomach. I rubbed my stomach. Rub my stomach.
Yeah.
And kind of said that. And then she walked me through what happened. And I'm like, and then she's like, and he's drooling a little bit. I go, Jasper. I go, he looks pretty good. He's not, it is pretty good, but so some people are in dire times of going on.
Oh God,
like that,
Jake. It can be horrifying.
It's horrifying in there, but people, you want to talk to them, and like that. I've had to go to the ER before, like that, and there's usually someone in there, and they're just in distraught. So right away, I'm kind of going like that. What do you got? Got hit by a car. Mm. So it's gonna be okay. These guys are great. I talk about so. It gets a little annoying. Laura does not know what her thoughts are.
I don't do that.
I talk to everybody in the building. There's not one.
And it's fine that you do. Everybody's different, though. You don't mind people that don't.
No. And then there's another little area. I go to Parkview. So I go down to where they have some. They have like a doggy daycare down there. And we take Sugar down. And she looks through the window. And she's just like, this looks awesome. Then they come out like that. And then they talk to Sugar. So we talk about all those options, which she can't do right now. But she will be going to that at some point in time. But sometimes get involved.
How is Sugar doing, by the way?
With that, doing very well. She's yesterday was week 4. She's on walks now. She's
good.
On rehab. Guess what starts next week? Water rehab. We take her to a pool.
You're kidding me.
And she swims for rehab.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, so water rehab starts next week. So I'll be taking her.
I can't wait for reports.
I'll be loading her up in a car. She's just going to be head out the window, heading to the pool. Oh, she's
awesome.
She loves the water.
I bet she loves
the water.
Out that window too. You've
Jake, covered... anything from the text line?
Got a picture from
is it Jasper
Eric with the dog on the couch. Says, here you go, Bill. No one, no injuries were sustained. Just chill on the couch with the dog.
Yeah, thank you. But they love to talk about. They love to see what's going on. Check out. They're in there. It's usually kind of something. I just gotta get our pills.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And it's just fun. Some dogs are freaked out. Some are happy. Some can control. Sugar likes other dogs a lot.
Does she?
So I got to kind of stay away a little bit. But eventually I get her calmed down. That's when I start talking to the people and getting involved in their and jumping in the middle
She's
of their.
She's a big dog.
Sugar's a big
She's
dog.
She's big.
She, I tell you what, right now, getting a little thick.
Oh.
Getting a little thick. Well, I mean, she would chase a ball 400 times a day, and now she can't run at all. And so we really, me and Laura had a, hey, we have a hard talk here about any sort of treats or what's going on.
Got to cut back on a treat.
You got to cut back to be able to do that. So real quick, Jake, don't be a ghost like Casper. Embrace the life of Jasper.
You're Jasper.
I was Jasper. Well, the other dog. And I became Jasper, and I gave him the signal about his stomach.
I love that. He rubbed his stomach.
Yeah.
I love it. That is Bill's Thrills. Sponsored by Diner Contracting, the king of remodels. It's now time to play the game, so give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. 2-0 starts the week, going for a winning week already by Wednesday. Today, Wild Card Wednesday, college cities.
Okay.
You know where these colleges are located.
Bill's worked in most of them.
He's been around.
In a lot of places.
If you think you know where colleges are located, call us up right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dig down, Sip and Bill in trivia. Today's topic, college cities. You guys feel pretty good about this.
You're going to give the college we named the city? Or
That's
the other
right.
way around.
Yeah, I will name the college. You tell me what city or town.
I like it the other way better.
Yeah.
Not easy.
We have Sean. How do you feel about college cities today?
Decent. Yeah, we'll do all right.
Okay, this is not Sean Callahan. It's different Sean.
Okay.
I'll talk to Sean next after this. But all right,
Sean. Crazy if it was Sean calling.
He's calling for trivia. It'd be great. All right, Sean, first question to you.
Thank
Bill,
you, Sean.
Lifeline for one question for Sip. What city is Ball State University located in?
I think I got it. Getting
That's for me.
That's for you.
Yes,
Sean. Ball State.
Oh shoot! I know this one.
Five.
I think we got it, Sean.
We got it.
Four.
So you better get it.
Three.
Two.
I know it's Indiana. I don't know the city. I don't have it.
Okay, give you the horns.
Bill, don't worry.
Okay.
Muncie.
Had it.
Brilliant.
And I'm going to make myself feel good by saying that, so you knew that I had it also.
He didn't know. He was just confirming. Yeah. He knew that in the echo.
I wanted to make sure that everyone knew out there, all the breakers knew that I knew Muncie. So in case someone stops me, I can pound my chest for that one. What a clown.
You called yourself a clown.
I did. I did.
That's not that bad.
What am I doing?
1-0 lead for Sip.
What a clown.
Sip, first
all
question.
Dig in, Bill.
Bill's in play. What city is Arkansas State located in?
I got it.
Can I take it?
No, I got to keep you. We have to be strategic. We're trying to build a big record. It's Jonesboro. Brilliant.
Jonesboro.
So
correct.
I got you. We should be in good shape.
You guys look pretty good right now.
Yeah. We're up 2-0.
This is to stay alive. Last question for you, Sean. What city is Montana State located in?
I don't know. I hope
for
you
know. Sean.
I don't know.
Montana State Layup. University.
All right, then it's you.
We'll say, I don't think this is right, but we'll say Bozeman.
Yeah.
Brilliant. He's still alive.
Alive. All right, now we're in a pickle.
And Bill is in
play. Now we're back in a pickle.
But Bill's in play. You did it right. Okay. For the win, what city is Appalachian State located in?
I don't know. I do know. But go ahead. If you want
I don't have it.
It's Boone, North Carolina.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Whoa. That's correct.
I think I eventually may have got to it, but I didn't click right away.
100% fine.
Yeah.
Sean, we'll get you a bagel and a coffee. Thanks for calling in. And
is that 3-0 for the week,
Jake? That's 3-0.
Did you check the numbers?
It is 3-0.
Well played. Have a good one.
Well played.
Sean, thanks for calling.
That's very
kind.
He said well played.
He nailed Bozeman. Bozeman is a... Talk about foliage. Bozeman has foliage.
It does?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, beautiful. Bozeman is...
Wouldn't have guessed that at all.
That's the place... That's like where the... Ted Turner and stuff. They have places.
A lot of wealth in Bozeman.
Well, there's a lot.
Is that right?
Hey, they're not poor in that
No, and they're right? all there. In
no.
Some, yeah. It's
Bozeman is doing... People in Bozeman are doing just fine. Don't worry about them.
You don't want to move to Bozeman like that. Yeah, you want a nice little starter house for, $900,000?
Yeah, two bedroom, one bath.
Yeah. That's what it is. Bozeman's incredibly expensive.
Foliage.
They're doing fine. Bill, this is for you. Tiebreaker. What is the population of Boone, North Carolina, the home of Appalachian State?
49,619.
Over, under.
Tell by his reaction, you're close. Yeah. I'd just go slightly over.
Under 20,000.
Oh,
80 people.
Wow.
Not big.
Small.
20,000 people in Boone.
Smaller than Columbus.
So I say, who's the closest to 20,000? Is that like, what's York have?
York's like 8,000.
Is it 8 and 10?
Yeah. Okay. No, I think.
Who's 20,000?
Columbus has got to be right around 20,000.
Columbus is 30.
30?
Is it really?
Well,
I don't think it is. Look it up right now.
He doesn't even know. You tell me you don't know the population.
I think
25.
I think 30 is way too high for Columbus to
I think it's 25, and then if you, factor in the bedroom communities, 30. Skyler.
We've seen 24,000
okay.
per this recent, recent projection.
So it's bigger than.
Columbus is bigger than Boone, North Carolina, the home of Appalachian State. You could have a program that beat Michigan before in your city.
Imagine
Think about that for a second.
Columbus Junior College.
Beats. We have Platt College.
Yeah, Platt College. Great school. Duke went there.
What? Did we know that? I don't think. Did you know that?
Yeah, you did say
Duke
that.
Duke graduated from there, and he won an art show there. He won an art show for Best in Show. He won an art show.
How old is Duke?
What's that? Duke is 59 or 60 right
okay,
now.
Me and Duke could have went to Platt College together. They recruited me. Play basketball.
Well,
the coach lived down the street.
I know this, that Duke also, he went to Wishbones numerous times.
God, Duke lived in Columbus.
You probably saw Wishbones. Yeah,
lived in Columbus.
Duke lived in Columbus. I wonder where he lived.
It's a good question.
Duke text in.
Yeah, where'd you live at? That I don't know.
Where did Duke live in Columbus?
Quite an artist. Real quick.
Duke's an artist? Like, what kind of artist are we talking about?
Good question. Yeah, what?
Graphic artist, all kinds of paintings, obscure. Oh, yeah. He really, honestly,
graphic artist, paintings, obscure. What the hell does that mean?
I'm trying to get a picture here. What
obscure?
What the hell is Duke painting?
You are out of your mind.
Doing? I think everybody has a visual.
Yeah, I'm really lost right now.
Artist,
he wasn't doing sculptures or doing statues or something.
Obscure.
You got your oil base and your water base.
Imagine seeing sculptures at Duke's house.
What's that? God. A bunch of welded metals together.
Obscure.
You have something, Bill?
Yeah, just Steve Shindaddy, 402-360-0982. Please text him for his happy birthday. Let us know how that's going.
in some obscure.
You couldn't have done any better than that. Graphic artist, painting, obscure.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, I'm not sure what it means either.
Hour three with Sean Callahan's next and early break of the ticket.
Drop it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.